Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay now, yeah. It's right, I know.
בעדת אל בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד הסתרים תיפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Lasham.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim ניצב בעדת אל.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerem Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Supplication to you in every way. my people.
Yes, you know, it's the healing of
Nisan, Mizmor Ayin, and we have also the Ikeb, as the Ikeb both appears.
Yes, 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 shalom, Chabarim, shalom. Today is the Nisan, Mizmor Ayin, Mizmor Ayin, Ayin. Ayin, Ayin, the I. Ayin, also Hebrew alphanumerics, the number 70, standing for the number 70. So we have right here, Mizmor, Mizmor Ayin, the 70th psalm, and also with the season, here in the season, we have the 46th sabbatical study that's called Ikeb, 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 and it shall come to pass, KJV says it shall come to pass, consequently, because of Ikeb, Mizmor Ayin, Psalm LXX, Psalm 70, a cry for help, a cry for help. Now we know that today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, is a reproduction of the 40th. We have the 40th psalm, right? We have the 40th psalm. We have today's daily psalm being a reproduction of Mizmor Mein, Mizmor Mein. The 40th psalm, verses Hebraically 14 to 18, with an occasional change of the divine name, of the title and the divine name, the Hashem, to the title Elohim, and a few textual alterations. The verses were apparently detached to form a separate Mizmor, separate intonation chant for use in the Heikal, the Beit Mikdash, the Holy House, the Temple, Kedash, Sei, Kadish, Kiddush, Liturgy. Although an individual, indivisible dual speaks in his distress, his words were applied to the needs of the nation. So we have in this psalm, Mizmor Ayin, an I, right? According to I, Rastafari, Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have an I, the indivisible dual. Though an individual speaks in his distress, in the I, his words, his debarim, the words, were applied to the needs of a nation, were applied to the I. Now here with 46 sabbatical study for Shabbat, Ikeb, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin, and we have also the Ikeb, as the Ikeb both appears in the 46th sabbatical study, in the first opening verse, and just to bring this out right here, here, here. And also, I think in verse in chapter 8, but we have it here, V'hayayikeb tishma'una et ha-mishpatim ha-eleu shemartem va-asitem otam v'shamar Yahuwah Eloheka leka et ha-brita v'et ha-chesed asher nishba'a la Aboteka. And it shall come to pass because ye all hearken to these commandments and keep and do them, that Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be, we be thy Elohim, shall keep with thee the covenant and the mercy that he swore to thy fathers, that he swore to thy patriarchs. So the opening part, because ye all hearken to these ordinances, it shall come to pass. V'haya Ikeb tishma'u ne'etaha mishpatim, and it shall come to pass. V'haya with haya, haya, it shall be haya, it shall be wahaya, Ikeb, 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 the consequence. Also Ikeb, speaking of the heel, and Ikeb is found in the name of the patriarch Yaakov, 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 Akab, Akab, the heel, right? The sense of the heel grabber, consequences, consequently, because of the sense of either for reward, right, or for punishment, right? With haya Ikeb tishma'un, and it shall come to pass where haya Ikeb tishma'un, 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 because you shema, tishma'un, et ha-mishpatim, to these ordinances, ha-eile, et ha-mishpatim, ha-eile, ha-eile, these ordinances, ha-mishpatim, ha-eile, u-shemartem, and shemartem, and shamar, and keep them, shemartem, wa-asitem, and do them, asitem, all time, and y'all do, wa-asitem, Otam, do them, with Shamar Yahuwah, with Shamar and Shamar, and keeping and guarding, shall keep, shall guard Yahuwah, he who be, we be Eloheka, Leka, shall guard, he who be, we be thy Elohim, Leka, to the eye, et ha-brit, the brit, the covenant, with et ha-chesed, and ha-chesed, and chesed, and the mercy and the loving kindness, the chesed, asher, that which nishba'a, 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 that he shaba'a, shaba'a, nishba'a, that he swore, that he oathed, that he sevened himself, nishba'a, la aboteka, to the I, abot, patriarch, to the I, fathers, to thy fathers, as to say, to the I, forefathers. Now, here, 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 in the, we have it again, the Ikeb comes up again in this Torah reading and feeding. So here, here, here in chapter 9, Devarim, Devarim Ikeb, in chapter 9, in the Sheni, right, we have the Sheni
Aliyah for Devarim, Shabbat Devarim, Aikev, right here in verse, Hebraically verse 20, says, as the nations that Yahuwah maketh to perish before you, so shall y'all perish. Now, this is the consequences. And it shall be, verse 19, Wahaya im shakoach, tishkach, eta Yahuwah Eloheka. And it shall be, Wahaya, and to be, im, if, shakoach, tishkach. If you forgetting and forgetting, if you shall forget and forgetting and forgetting, and forgetting and forgetting, after Yahuwah, he who be Eloheka, thy Elohim, right, and walk after other gods, v'halakta, acharei Elohim acharim, after the Elohim acharim, other people's Elohim, va evadtam, and you abide, and you serve them, and it was like serve in the sense of enslave yourself to them, v'tishatachewita, and you bow down and you worship them, v'tishatachewita lahem, to them lahem, ha edoti, I forewarn you, ha edoti, I testify, vakem, against you all, ha edoti, vakem, hayom, this day, ki avod to vedun, I testify to you this day that ye, that y'all shall surely perish. For perish, y'all will be perishing. Ki avod to vedun. Now bringing us to verse 20, second place that we have Ikev right here, right, for this 46th sabbatical, looking at the psalm here in the season, also Ikev, right, and the key word Ikev, it says, kagoyim asher Yahuwah ma'avid, mipanechem, ken, tovedun, aikev, lo, tishma'una, bekola Yahuwah, Elohekem, as the nations that Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, maketh to perish before you, kagoyim, asher, Yahuwah, ma'avid, mipanechem, ma'avid, to perish, ma'avid, mipanechem, ma'avid, mipanechem, perish before you, ken, so, tovedun, Cain tovedun, you will perish. So will y'all perish. Cain tovedun, Ikev. Cain tovedun, Ikev. So shall y'all perish. Ikev, on the consequences of Ikev, because of following on the heels of Ikev, lo, not tishma'un. You will not shama'a tishma'un. You will not be hearkening, lo tishma'un. Because in the voice, by way of the voice, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Elohekem. To the voice of he who be, who ye be, y'all Elohim. So we have Ikev for the 46th sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong, as the name of the Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat Ikev, Devarim Ikev, Wahai Ikev, Tishmon Etaha Mishpati, and it shall come to pass, the consequences, Wahai Ikev. And then we have it right here. It says, Ikev, lo tishma'un. The consequences will be, Cain tovedun, Ikev, you will perish, y'all shall perish, Cain tovedun, Ikev, because, lo tishma'un, because you will not shama, you will not hear, you will not heed, you will not obey, to he who be, we be. So we have this in Deuteronomy, here, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 20, Hebraically, looking at the Hebrew, right here. So that right there being a groundation, and then in the 70th Psalm, that also corresponds usually here to this season, the 70th Psalm, the third verse we have, Yashuvu alaikev, ba shetam, ha omri, ha omri, let them be turned back because of their shame, Yashuvu alaikev, Yashuvu, may they be turned. KJV brings it out as, let them make them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, Yashuvu al-Aikev, Yashuvu, let them be turned all upon Aikev, upon the consequences, upon the because, here KJV brings it out, for a reward, so we have the consequence, a sense of consequence, because, so that, literally from the Aikev we have the heel, the results of, the compensation of, or on the account of, in that sense, because of Yashuvu, let them be turned all upon Ikev, upon the consequences of, KJV brings it out, for a reward, Bashtam, a reward by Shetam. So we have Boshet. Boshet. Interesting, in the Rolam Hark, we have the Bushti. We have a phrase that's called Bushti. Bushti. And it's a phrase, interestingly enough, it's a phrase that refers to shame. But in some of the older, more archaic Amharic sense, and even some of the modern senses, it has to do with like sodomitish and sodomite activity, the Boshet. So it's interesting that we have this word, a shame, shame, shame. And busha, 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 Boshet, shame, shame. And we have in Bamarinya, the Royal Amharic, we have the phrase Bushti, right, the Bushti. But here in the Hebrew, bringing out the sense of Boshet, right, the Boshet, right, the Boshet. Right, it's a noun feminine right here, shame, the feeling, the condition of shame, the implication. Also, the Boshet is an idol, a shame, confusion. So the sense of, in the translation of shame and confusion. Right. So here, the Hebrew, today's psalm, Mizmor Ein, here the third verse. Here we have the third verse, right, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, Hebraically, which would be more corresponding to the second verse in the KJV. Depends on the KJV, King James Version. Might bring it out more as the... let's bring this up right here just to confirm it. Well, we have it too here in the third. Okay, you see how they stack it up right here. Yes, it's the third verse, the Gimel verse right here. Yashuvu al aikev. Let them be turned back because of, for reward al upon aikev, on the consequences of, bashtam, the consequences of their shame. Ha omrim in the Hebrew is like the sayers. Amar, to say here, Omar, sayer, ha-omrim, the sayers. Now, some versions have ha-omrim li, that say to me, ha-omrim li, right? Ha-omrim, that added the li. But the Hebrew manuscripts, MSSs, right, you know, might have the li there, to me, but the Masoretic text, right, lacks the to me, right? So some bring out that say to me, ha-omrim li, the li. Here, from the Masoretic and the Tanakh, we have ha-omrim, the sayers, he-ah, the sayers. Right, the sayers, he'ah, he'ah. So he'ah, he'ah, bringing out the sense of he'ah, he'ah, almost like whoa, whoa. Right, the he'ah, he'ah, he'ah. Now, some say it comes from a more like an archaic sense, he'ah, he'ah. Right, the he'ah, he'ah. Yashuvu al aikev, bashtam ha'omrim, he'ah, 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 he'ah. So what is he'ah, he'ah? He'ah, he'ah. Aha, aha. Say like interjection. He'ah, aha. Right, we have the he, behold, the he sense, behold, and then we have the ach, 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 whoa, whoa, yo, ach, oh. This is expressive of grief or surprise. Ach, 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 ach. So it could be expressive of grief or surprise, sometimes in the KJV, as ah or alas, alas. You might see in some of the translations it has alas, alas. Here in the KJV it has aha, aha, he ach, he ach. Yashuvu, al aikev, aikev. The reward, bashtam, the reward of the boshet, boshetam, bashetam, boshetam, the shame, shame, yashuvu, may they be turned, right, turned backwards, al aikeb, on the consequences of bashetam, boshetam, the shame, haomrim, the sayers, heach, heach, haomrim, li, to me, heach, heach, right, they say, whoa, whoa, right, they try to express a sense of grief or a sense of woe upon I, right, together. Now, in the 40th Psalm, we have together is added after abashed. May they be abashed, right, put to shame, right, and to sweep away, right, after, like, the sense of my soul, right, by reason, right, make them be turned back by reason of their shame. Yashuvu al-aikeva bashatam ha-omri, ha-ach, ha-ach. Let's say, aha, aha, let them be turned backward. So in the 40th Psalm, the reading is, let them be appalled. The two Hebrew words are the same except for one letter, right? Appalled, right? Perhaps the milder word was thought more suitable for the service, the avodah. I remember how the Psalm here adapted for the temple, the Hekal, the Mikdash, Beit Mikdash liturgy, to me is omitted after that say, ha-omrim. This may also point to the change from the personal, right? As in the earlier Psalm, the more personal, the I sense, to hear the I and I, to the sense of the I and I sense. So we have Ikeb, even Ikeb right here, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 70, also to help bring out the sense in the Hebrew, Ikeb, of this word, Ikeb, the consequences, right? Even the sense of a sense of the reciprocity, right? We have the sense of the reciprocity. As we look into Devarim, into Deuteronomy, especially here into this 46th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, the key verse for Shabbat Devarim, Shabbat Aikev, right? And then also in chapter 8 at verse 20, in chapter 8 and verse 20. And going a little bit more into the sense of the Ikeb, bringing out the sense of the Ikeb, Yahuwah, Jehovah will keep to thee the covenant and the mercy that he hath sworn to thy fathers in the Ikeb. Ikeb, Asher, right? There is involved not only the idea of reciprocity, right? We call it only the Hebrew karma, reciprocity, but everywhere also an allusion to reward or punishment, as we have this sense found within the Hebrew, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 22, right? Chapter 22, verse 18, what do we have? Chabarim. V'hita barku, v'zare'eka, kola goye ha'aretza aikeb, asher, shama'ita, bikoli. So what do we have here? KJV brings out Genesis 22 and 18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And in thy seed, v'hita barku, v'zareka, v'zareka, kol goye, all, kol, all goye ha'aretz, Ikeb. Here we have Ikeb, because, Ikeb, in the sense of the Ikeb, because, Asher, because, right, because of that, Shama'ita, Ikeb, Asher, Shama'ita. So what he's saying here, Ikeb, Shama'ita, Bikoli, because you hear, Shama'ita, you Shama'a, Shama'a, Yisrael, and in thy seed shall all the nations, the Goye Haaretz, be blessed, right, be blessed, right, V'hita Barku, V'hita varku, v'zareka, right? All of them being blessed, v'zareka, v'zareka, zara, zara in the IC, zareka. Call all goye, the nations, goye, it's a constructive sense instead of goyi. Here it is attached to the ha'aretz, the goye, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane. Aikev, here's the key, aikev, because, aikev, asher, shema'ita, v'koli, because the I, male, hearken, hear, Shema, Shema, hear and obey, right? Hear and obey, Bikoli, in by way of my voice, by way of my word. There's involved not only the idea of reciprocity, but everywhere we have the Ikev, also there's an allusion to reward or punishment. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 20. Also in Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Right? In the verse that King James brings out, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, followed I fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it, his seed shall possess her. V'avdi Caleb Aikev. V'avdi Caleb Aikev. V'avdi Caleb Aikev. This is the opening words right here. But my servant Caleb, because, v'avdi, Caleb, Ikeb, right, because my servant, Caleb, because, haita ruacha, achereta imo, vayamaleya acharai, vahe viotiv, il haareta, asher ba, shama, V'zar'o yorishena, 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 and his descendants, V'zar'o yorishena, yorishena, V'zar'o and his seed, yorishenaha, shall possess ha'a. So we have it here, V'abdi Caleb Ikeb, and my servant, V'abdi, my servant Caleb Ikeb, because haita, right, because he had ruach, right, acheret, because he had another spirit, imo, with him, waimale, and fully acherai, after I, and fully after I, the sense of it, like fully, he coming after I, fully following I, right, why or vaimale, acherai, waimale, acherai, vaya hevi otiyu, vihit otiv, some will say, Wahibiotio, Wahibiotio, ancient pointing, Wahibiotio, marred in Hebrew, Wahibiotiv, right, because he had followed ill, right, the sense of I will bring him, right, the I will bring him, Wahibiotio, Wahibiotiv, I will bring him ill to Il Haaretz, to the land Asher Ba, that which he went in, Shama there, that he, which land he went in there, into her, Vit Zaro, Yorishena, Vizaro, Yorishena, Vizaro Yorishena, and his descendants, his seed shall possess. Ha. So we have the sense of, right, not only the idea of reciprocity, but everywhere also there's an allusion to reward, either reward or punishment. Devarim, Deuteronomy 8 and 20, Numbers, right, 14, 24. Also in Psalm, right, Psalm 70, verse 3, right, and also with the 46 sabbatical study, that's Shabbat Aikeb, right, that Aikeb. So the chesed is a key word here, with 712 right here, with this Torah reading and feeding, 46 sabbatical study, Shabbat study, with Shabbat Aikeb. In the fuller verse, it has the chesed, loving kindness, chesed, the love, loving kindness was the favor, chesed was the favor displayed in the promises given to the patriarchs, right? Aboteinu, our fathers, the patriarchs, even the Hebrew trinity of the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, the true ones we could say who were the chassidim, right? The scriptural chassidim, right? And he gave them this based on an oath. Just a key right there is based on oath. Right? He gave this to them, right? The key is that he gave and said, by myself have I sworn, saith Yahuwah, for because thou hast done, right, hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thine only, right, the only son, thine only son, Wayomer be, Wayomer, and he said, be in me, Nishabaiti, be Nishbaiti. Be nishbaiti. And he said, I have sworn by myself, be nishbaiti. I have sworn by myself, noom, Yahuwah, noom, Yahuwah, noom. If it says, but actually noom is an oracle, the oracle of Yahuwah, the oracle of he who be, who he be, ki. Because, ki ya'an asher, because, like an answer, because you have done this thing, because thou hast done this thing, the sense of the because here, we both have the key for Ya'an. Ya'an in the Hebrew is also, Ya'an is because, therefore, on account of, right, on account of, it has a sense of almost like answering because of the reason being ki Ya'an Asher, that which Asita, that which you have done. Ki Ya'an Asher Asita et ha-davar, et the word, right, because you have done this word. So the translator translates because you've done this thing, but the Hebrew sense also brings out the sense of because you have done this word. So davar is both word and a thing, a matter. Ki ya'an asher asita et ha-davar, because you have asita, the I male, et ha-davar, because you have done this thing, because you have done this word, hazeh, ha-davar, hazeh, because you've done ha-davar, hazeh, the word, the this, the thing, the this, the matter, the this. Ki ya'an asher asita et ha-davar, hazeh. V'lo, and not, v'lo, v'lo, and not, chasakta, v'lo, chasakta, v'lo, chasakta, because you have not chasak, to withhold, to restrain, to hold back, to keep in check, to restrain, right, to refrain, to spear, to preserve, the sense of holding back, to spear, in that sense, because you have not speared, you have not held back, v'lo chasachta, because you have not held back, eta binka, the I male son, v'lo chasachta, eta binka, eta yechideka, your only, yachid, remember talking about the echad, shema, yahuwah, echad, and we have the yachid, right? Here in the scripture, unlike Maimonides and some sectors of modern Yehudinet Judaism, they talk about the yachid, almost in the sense of replacing the echad. But the yachid here is interesting because Yeshua, Robeinu, and Yohanan, in his gospel, John's gospel, where Yeshua says the only begotten yachid, the yachid, we have the yachid. Yachid is a sense of the only, the one and only, in a sense of a solitary sense, in a sense of a unique sense. Here, as applied even to Yitzhak, and as applied to Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri, he is the yachid, the only begotten, right, that one and only, right, the sense of united, the one who's united, the soul, beloved, the lonely, the only, right, also in a sense of life. You know, we can say like my life, like one's life is yachid, right? It's as not to be replaced in that sense. Some place in the KJV translation, yachid is brought out as darling, my darling one. You might find that in the KJV translation, my darling one, desolate. The sense of like an only child or only son is a yachid in a sense of solitary. But here's where it comes from, Bereshit. Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. Chapter 22, verse 16. And he said, by myself, Yahweh, by myself have I sworn, saith Yahuwah, the oracle of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, For because thou hast done did this thing, because you have done did this thing, because you have done did this word that I spoke, and has not withheld thy son, thine only. In some versions have thine only son, right? But withheld thy son, thine only, right? Thy one and only. Why your merbi nisha ba'iti nuum yahuwa ki ana ashera asita eta hadavar hazet. V'lo chasakta eta binka eta yechideka.
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 Yechideka. And this too brings out the sense of Ikev. So the chesed is a key. The chesed, love, loving kindness, mercy, chesed, attribute of Yahuwah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Also bring out a sense of the favor. We have the chassid, the chassidim, patriarchal chassidim, the patriarchal, the Hebrew Trinity, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The favor displayed in the yay, yay, and amen, amen, given to the patriarch, Abotenu, on oath. Right, on that Sheba, Shabbat, in Bereshit 22 and 16. Then when we continue with Shabbat, I kept, right, from the first verse, the opening verse, chapter 7, right, verse 12, and verses 13 to 16 now brings out the sense of the chesed. This chesed, chesed hazeh, right, it flowed from the love of Elohim, Hailahim to Yisrael Yasharala, and the love, ha chesed, as he says, to keep the chesed, ha chesed, the mercy, the loving kindness was manifested in the baraka, in the blessing, the increase, the prosperity, and the multiplying. And the multiplying of Ha'am, and the multiplying of Jah people. And then as we go further in Devarim, chapter 7, verses 13 to 16, we have this section where the baraka, the blessing, the increase, the prosperity is then particularized by a further expansion of what we had from Shemot, from Exodus 23, verses 25 to 27. As a baraka, a blessing upon the fruit of the body, a fruit, the fruit of the carbon, organic, carbon, korban of the body, the fruit of the field and the soil, as well as the rearing of the cattle, of the livestock, of the living creature. So here, Shema Yisrael, Sima, Ras Deferi, Simi, Ethiopia Hoy, Simi, Jeroshanim, Azin Biyi.
Poor people is so determined to be strong and
just the peace and completely sing, praise sing to the Most High King, the Most High Priest, till I see the Earth King.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Gimal Mizmor Le David. Mizmor Le David. Mizmor Le David. Mizmor Le David.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication.
Adonai Shema Tefillati. 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 Tefillati.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Prayer, O Lord. Prayer, O Lord.
Haazina El Tahanunai. El Tahanunai. El Tahanunai. El Tahanunai.
Lord, give ear to my supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication.
Haazina El Tahanunai. El Tahanunai. El Tahanunai. El Tahanunai.
Give ear to my supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me. Answer me.
Ve'emunatecha aneni, 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 aneni.
And in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness.
Be'chitkatecha,
hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant.
Ve'al tavo ve'mishpat et avdecha, et avdecha, et avdecha, et avdecha.
For in thy sight shall no man living be justified, be justified, living be justified, living be justified.
Ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol hay, kol hay, kol hay, kol hay, kol hay.
For the enemy, 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 for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy servant.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzat On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Run it, Miss Engineer.
Got to live your love life, shine, 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 yeah. Got to live your love life, shine, shine, oh, ah, yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I've seen the world which is fooled by money. More weeping and wailing, cause things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. Cause so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter, living for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember Jah alone lead the way. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. Now there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and love make you live long, yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see, I'm a Gideon. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, and so many are fighting, yet they cannot see that the only way to live, the only way to be, is to live a life according to the Almighty. Remember Jah alone set you free, yeah. Love light on, turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love, light, love.
for no more born January 7th. Hear my cry, O Jah, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever.
Not now. Me never born uptown with no gold spoon in my mouth. Me never born as no rich man son in a no rich man house. No time. My father come in from work and never dime. No time. Me see me poor mother cry down no food jam. Find the last I love we. The last I love we. Rastafari. Holy Emmanuel I. The last I love we. Hey! Jana Pasek we. Ya don't see how this system did a hang the we. Talent, he make money, he myself and me family. No time, policeman fear said they must take the teeth alive. No time, gunman try and feel me be dead but me still survive. The last I love we. The last I love we. Rastafari. Fight me, all when me do good, them have nothing good to say. Adija Palmer, it's not the same vibe cartel from yesterday.
We more mature now, in spite of what pagans them want chat we say. Me youth a grow now,
me nah make them dead, be hungry, as that me say. The last I love we.
I always survive. Classic Yabiyu right there. Love thy neighbor. Sheep on the right, goat on the left. Suffer I and thy feet not to be moved. Here, this links right here with this 46 sabbatical study right here for this Shabbat Strong Akav. Because the Akav is a heel, as we have in Yaakov, in the name of the patriarch Jacob, the supplanter, the heel grabber. So right here. Let's go over some of the first words here. We have today's daily psalm 143. again in the season, reason for the season.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
So here we have Aikev. We have Aikev on the heels of, or bringing out the sense of the consequence of the choice factor. Trotting it out, walking it out. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom.
Now, we were speaking on this. We had pointed to it as a point of reference. So here we're in Shabbat Aikev. Shabbat, the sabbatical Aikev. Torah portion reading and feeding for Shabbat Aikev, for Senbet and Dihim, Yohonah. And it shall be, and like this, and Dihim, and like this, Yohonah, or bringing out the sense of Aikev. Now, this Torah portion right here, some interpret it as on the heels of the Aikev, Akav, Akav, and the Yaakov, Akav, the heel grabber, Aikev, the heels, consequently, the sense of the consequences, and it shall come to pass. So we have a key word here for this 46 sabbatical study, this Shabbat Torah portion reading and feeding for the main Wow, Mem Vav, the 46, here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Moshe, a Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 7 at verse 12. Wahaya Aikev, and it shall come to pass because or as a consequence of, in other words, from the Hebrew glyphs, getting to the root kind of idea as we learn to read the Hebrew sign language, it shall happen as a consequence or on the heels of. Wehaya Aikev, Tisha Meunna Etaha Mishpoti Ha'ele. Because you hearken, Tishma'un, because you hearken, Etaha Mishpatim, to the ordinances, or KJV brings to the sense of the judgment. Ha-mishpatim, the definite article. Ha-mishpatim, ha-ele. To these judgments, u-shemartem, and you keep them, and you hedge them about, u and shemartem, and hedging them about, wa-esitem, and doing, otam, and doing them, with Shamari Yahweh Leka, that Jehovah thy Elohim Yahweh Eloheka Leka, for the I with Shamari Yahweh Eloheka Leka, that Jehovah the I Elohim shall keep with thee, Leka, keep with thee, et ha berit, shall keep the berit, the covenant, with et ha chesed, and the mercy, the loving kindness, asha nishaba la aboteka, the covenant and the mercy which he swore, nishaba la aboteka, aboteka, for the I, male fathers. Now, this is interesting right here. Now, in this Torah portion, here's just getting a good groundation as we're going through the first Aliyot, the first readings, Arishon, the first Aliyah, then also the Sheni Aliyah, and just getting a good groundation here, because Aikev, the consequences, the heel. So in the word Aikev, from the Hebrew, right, the Aikev, we also have at the root Akav, like in Yaakov, Akav, Aikev, so Jacob. So the connection here is to the same root, Hebraically, of the name Yaakov, Jacob, Akav. So the Hebraic sense of the heel, Aikev, the heel, and the consequence, like you say, it's on the heels of. So this happened. You might hear ones and ones say, well, this or such and such happened on the heels of such and such happening. So the sense of the first word and the groundation here at the 46, the Mem, Wow, Mem, Vav, Torah portion, and with the first words, 7:12. So for continuity, we ended off with 7:11, Deuteronomy 7:11, and here we pick up with Deuteronomy 7:12. Now remember, this book is known as Hadvarim, the words, key, the words. These are the words, repetition of the law, because y'all hearken, because. So Sabbath, because. Now, here, going to move forward to the second. Let's just get our notes right here, because what we have begun to do, and hopefully brothers and sisters are also, you know, going through the aliyot, or the readings for the day. You know, so we have the Torah portion for the Shavua, for the seventh, right? So there's the first portion, usually like the Sunday aliyah, the Monday aliyah, the second day, and the third day aliyah. So here, as we come to the third day in this Shavua, just sharing some notes right here, just building, we got to the root, right, the root idea of consequences. Consequences. Looking at King James Version, the KJV, it says, wherefore it shall come to pass, if. So in the English sense of it, it says if. The Hebraically, it says because. And it shall come to pass because. In the Chumash, we have because in the English. Here in the KJV, the translation says, wherefore. Wherefore it shall come to pass if. But the sense of because brings out that sense of the consequences. So it's a Sabbath consequences, Sabbath because. Sabbath, in a sense, also if, right? But the if right there is another sense in the Hebrew, the im. The im is more the usual if. So thus the Hebrew, the Hebraic, really brings out more fully the sense. But from low degrees to high degrees, KJV gives us the overview of wherefore it shall come to pass. If y'all hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh Eloheka shall keep to thee, I, the covenant and the mercy which he sware to thy father. So the sense, fathers, the sense of this is that all of y'all, if y'all, right, we all, if y'all hearken to these judgments, if y'all keep them, and if y'all do them, that Jehovah, the I, speaking to the corporate body of Kol Yisrael as one man, they say one man in corporate law, like one man is a what? One man can qualify as a nation. So we have the corporate, that corporate sense. So we both have the plural sense of y'all hearken, right? Tishma'un, et ha-mishpatim, ha-eile, u-shamartem, wa-asitem otam. If y'all do this, then Jehovah, Yahweh Loheka, the I, collective, right? Speaking of all of us as one man, right? That corporate, that ancient, we said that ancient corporate structure. So we get in corporate law right here. This corporate law right here in Torah. See, a lot of ones get on this spookism, but as we study, see, it's a study to shew, not just to read, but to study to shew, I thyself approve, right? Shall keep and do them collectively, then Jehovah, our collective Elohim, he shall keep with thee, all of us as one man, the covenant, ha-brit, and the mercy, ha-chesed, ha-shanishba'ah, La aboteka, that he promised to our fathers. Now notice he says to your, and the your, right, he says to thy father. So whenever you see the thy, it's usually speaking, see the difference of the ye is plural, y'all. And the thee is speaking either to an individual male or individual female. Same thing with the thy. The thy is an individual man and individual female, right? Depending on the context. Now here, in the majority of areas in HaTorah, is speaking to the male. Now, why is most of this speaking to the male? Because to whom more is given, more is required. So it's getting a good ground right here. He shall keep with thee the covenant. If we prove faithful to HaElohim's Torah, directions, instruction, he would fulfill his promise to the patriarchs, the ancestors, in their own time, in their own Iowa, with thee, I and I, as a corporate man. Yiskol Yisrael, as one man, with HaMoshiach as the head. And if they, I and I, and we, if we reject his imperatives, his commandments, the fulfillment of the promise would be deferred to a later generation that keep. The psalm says, this is the generation, right? Because it's also a prayer, request. It's also prompting I and I to be that generation, as right here in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Hadevarim or Deuteronomy. It's the instructions being given to a new generation. The old generation had wandered and wowed out in the wilderness, Bamidbar, to death. Now it's a new generation. So if we would keep it, then in our own time, with the I, all of us as one corporate mind, he would fulfill, right? He would keep HaBrit and HaChesed that he swore to our collective patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Blessed be the Elohei of the Trinity of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But if we all do not, then it would be deferred, but he would still remain faithful to that generation that remained faithful. So the context of the Ikeb, the consequences, because. Now, the if is kind of dubious there, because it's another, as we said, it's another word, the im, we have the word im, that brings out the if within the Hebrew. The Ikeb, better is because. Because y'all hearken. Because y'all hearken, this will happen. Because y'all hearken. Consequently, Ikeb, wahaya Ikeb, and it shall be, and it shall come to pass, wahaya Ikeb, and it shall be the consequences of I and I, Shema'a, Tishma'un, Shema'a, Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear right here. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, 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 hear.
Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael,
Yisrael, Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord. Lord.
Adonai Echad, 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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain. and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth, upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and behold unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Your God. Your God. Your God.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But we want the next verse with Amorek. But we want the next verse with Amorek.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
مزمور متواربا هولت بكنن متواربا سوس يجوبا صادي يداويت مزمور عبيتوز ألوتين سما بأونته لمناين عدم بطرق أهم اللفل هياو هلو بفيتت عادك عيدا لمنا كباري هاقار وده فردات تقبا تلات نفسينا صادواتان هيواتين مبامدر وست عبقو ساقلواتان أدمون دمو تسو بجعل ما نروني نفسي بوست يعلق أتشبلي لبين بوست ايدن اقتب يك أدمون زمن عصب سراهنم هلو عصلاص يجهنم سراك ملك الجوتشين ودان تزرقا نفسي من دم دربدا أنت تتأمم عبيتو فتنا سمعي نفسي عالكالج في تهن كان يعتمل ودا قد قواد من دم يوردو عالهو أنت نتامن يالهن بما لدامرتهن عالسم عبيتو نفسي ودان تانسيتش عالهن يمهد بطن من قد عالستاو عبيتو ودان تتماتن يالهن كتلاتو تشادني أنت عملاكينهن فكادهن لما درق عالسمري قدوس منفسهم بدلك مدريم راي عبيتو سلسم هيا وادرك بدلكهم نفسين كما كراوتا بمهرته تلاتو تشين دم سساتش اني باريهن ينا نفسين مياس تشن قواتن هلو عالساتش
We have a call for Exiavius. Elisan Tahoot Limena. Tahoot, 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 Tahoot Limena. Es Erek Melchizedek Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie. Today's Elisan Tahoot Limena. Tahoot Limena. Tahoot Limena. Tahoot Limena. Tahoot Limena. Limena. مزمور متو مزمور متو اربع مزمور متو اربع صوص today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and here after the order of Melchizedek Melchizedek Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie today's daily psalm Tahoot Limena Tahoot Limena here we have a call for Exiavius help guidance and help. This psalm, it resembles the preceding one and very closely in tone and circumstance, and some say may have the same authorship. Superscription, Liju Basadado Gizeya Dawid Mezmor, to the title of Psalm of David in the LXX, and here in Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie's the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have when his son, speaking of Absalom, though his name not mentioned, says Liju, his son,
Basadadou Gizeh, when his son persecuted him. Did you? Basadadou Gizeh, Ya Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Did you? Basadadou Gizeh, Ya Dawit Mezmor. But the reason for a so-called post-Davidic date mentioned in the introduction to Psalm 142 is said to apply here as well. So the previous psalm, Emitaden Sol Tzelot, Tzelot Bewasha, that was the previous psalm, but today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, Mezmor Meto Arba Sos. Mezmor Dawit, a psalm of David, a theme, Tehut Lemena. Tehut Lemena, a humble petition, a humble ask. Tehut Lemena, Lemena, Lemena. May I begin with some Ab, the Wolu, Memenfes Kedus, Ahadu. Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmor Dawit, Mezmor Meto Arba Sos. Leju Basadadou Gizeh, Ye Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David, when his son persecuted him. Leju Basadadou Gizeh, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Kuter An, verse 1. Abetu, Tzelotein Sema, Behu Netih, Limenayen Adamit. Hear my prayer, Abetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Give ear to my supplications, Abetu. Selotain simma baunetit limenayen adamit. Betzidkehim melissalim, in thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. Here, Bamarinya Baunet, the eye truth, the eyes objective reality, Baunet, Lemenayen, Lemenaye, my ask, my beseeching, my petition, Adamit, 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 give ear, pay attention, Be'sidkehim, and in the eyes righteousness, Be'sidkehim, and in thy righteousness, Melissalim, Melissalim, answer. Answer to I. Kuter Hulet. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Hiyao Hulu Befitehis Adik Aidelamina. Kabar Yahil Gar Wodafurda Atigaba. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hiyao Hulu Befitehis Adik Aidelamina. Hiyao, hiyao, life, living. Hiyao, hiyao, hulu, hulu, all. Hiyao, hulu, all living. Befitih, befitih, in the eyes, presence, in the eyes, perception, in the eyes, face. Befitih, tzadik, righteous, tzadik. Tzadik, righteous, aidelemina. For in thy sight shall no man living, living. All living in the eyesight is not Sadik, is not righteous, is not just, is not justified. Kabariyah, gar, kabariyah, bariyah. Bariyah, servant, slave, bariyah. The eyes, male, servant, slave, kabariyah, gar. And with the eyes, servant, wada furd, atigba, wada furd. To judgment, atigba. Do not enter towards judgment, into judgment with the eyes, servant. Kuter sos, verse 3. Elate nefsen asadado atal. He wete nim the midderwista gwisa agwisa kulo atal. Kadmo in the moteso bechelema anuronyal. For the enemy hath persecuted, falsely prosecuted my soul. Elate. Here we have telate. Telate. The eyes, male, enemy, the eyes, enemy, nefsein, my soul, nefsein, my psyche, asadido, atal, has persecuted, for the eyes, enemy, has persecuted my psyche, hiwetenim, and my life, hiwetenim, bemidarwista, gusakulo, atal. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Kedmo in the mote so. Kedmo, previously, from before, as one who is dead, as a man long dead. Bechelema anuronyal, in darkness you have caused I to dwell. Kuter arat, verse 4.
Nafse bewuste alek etchbin. Zibem bewuste de negat bin. Therefore is my spirit, my irid, overwhelmed within I. My heart within I is desolate. Here in the Royal Amharic, the Mitzvah Kedusa says, Nefse, my soul, my psyche, Nefse, bewuste, bewuste in I. Alek etchbin. She runs out. She's exhausted. She's spent, overwhelmed in that sense. Alek, I to be alek etch being my soul within I, not spirit as we have in the KJV. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within I. Mo better. Therefore is my soul within I. My soul within I overwhelmed. She is overwhelmed. Libeim, and my heart that will stay within I. The negative being. My heart within I is desolate. KJV has desolate, is in a mental shock, my heart. And he is in a mental shock against I, is shocked, is desolate by the mental shock. So we have Nefse, but Wuste, Alek, Etchbin. My soul, she within I is spent, is overwhelmed. Libeim, and my heart, but Wuste, the negativing. My heart within I is in a state of shock, mental shock. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Yek edmo winna zemin asabuhu. Sarahinim hulu asalaselhu. Ye ijinim sarah temelekatuhu. I remember the days of old. Yek edmo winna zemin asabuhu. I recall, I reckon. Yek edmo win the previous zemin, the ancient, even the ancient days, the days of old. Yek edmo winna zemin asabuhu. Sarahinim hulu asalaselhu. I meditate, I iditate on all the eyes' works. Sarahinim hulu, all the eyes' male work. Asalasalhu, I iditate, I meditate. Yejihinim sarah, and the work of the eye, male hand. Yejihinim sarah, temelekatuhu. I muse, I pay attention. Temelekatuhu, I paid attention to the work of the eyes, hand. Gut al sadist, verse 6. Ijochina would ante zaragau. Nesim in the Mizrebeda antenna tet emach. I stretch forth my hands to the eye. Ijochin, my hands, what ante, to ante, to the eye. Male speaking directly to he who be. Ijochin, what ante, zaragao. I stretch forth my hands to the eye, Nefsim, and my soul, my psyche, Nefsim, in the Mizrebeda antenna tet emach. And my soul thirsteth. She's thirsty for the eye, after the eye, as a thirsty land. Selah, Selah, pause, Selah, pause, Selah, pause, Selah, Selah. Utel Sabat, verse 7. Abetu fetne semanye nefse alk alech fitehin kene atemeles. Ode gurguadiman demi wardua alhun. Here I speedily, abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit. Fetne, simang. Here I quickly, speedily. Nefse alk alech. My spirit, here KJV has, my spirit faileth. My psyche is spent. My psyche runneth out. My psyche, my soul. Nefse alk alech. So KJV has my spirit, but here in the Metzav Kedus, Nefse, my soul, my psyche, alk alech. My soul faileth. She's spent. Fitehin. Kane atamelis, hide not thy face, thy presence, thy perception. Fitehin, kane, kaine, fitehin, kaine, from I. Kane atamelis, hide not thy face from I. Ode gurguadim and mi wardu alhun, lest I be like to them that go down into the pit, wada gurguadim, and to the pit, and to me wardu, as those who go down, alhun, so I be not as those that go down into the pit. Kuter cement, verse 8. Antena tamnyalhunna, bemaladam, hiretehinna semain, abirtu nesin, wada ante anischalhunna, yemmahe debetinna menged asatauk eng. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Anten tamnyalhunna, for in the eye do I trust. Bemalida, in the morning and early I was. Bemalida mihiretihin, Hiretihin, the eyes, mercy, asamayim. Asaman cause eye to hear, Avi to Nesin would anta Nishalehuna, Yemehid Betinna Menged Astaukang. Cause eye to know the way, the Menged, the way wherein I should walk, the way wherein I should trod. Yemehid Betin Menged Astaukang. For I lift up my soul, my psyche, I lift up she, my psyche, to thee, I. Nefsin, whether ante anischalhuna, yem mahida betinna menget as taukang, kuter zetang. Verse 9. Abetu, whether ante te matinyalhuna, katalatochin adneng. Deliver, save, cause I to be dehna, save, well, deliver I, abetu, from mine enemies, from my haters. I flee to thee, to hide me. Whether ante, ante to the I male, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Whether ante, ante to the I and no other. Whether ante, te mat nyalhuna, kut elatoche adneng, kut el aser. Verse 10. Ante amlake nehinna, fik adehinna le madreg asa temreng. Edusa menfesehimma bez idik amidara yimrain. Teach I to do thy will, for thou, the I, art my true good, my true God. Ante amlaki nehinna, ante the I, male, amlaki, my source nehinna, for the I be my source, fik adihin. Fek adih, the I male will, fek adihin, le madreg, to do the I's will, asatem reng. Teach I and I to do the I will. Kiddus menfesehim, kiddus holy menfesih, the I spirit, the eyes irid, menfesehim, and the eyes ila irid, the eyes holy spirit, bez idik in righteous midar in a righteous land, yimrang, and lead I into the land of uprightness, a land of righteousness. Kuter asara and, verse 11. Abitu Silesime Yawa Dergang Besit Kahim Nefsina Kamekrawa out at quicken I, cause I to live, to lively up myself, cause I to live. Abitu Silesime for thy name's sake, for the eyes male name's sake. Abitu Silesime Yawa Dergang Yaw Adragang Adragang, cause I to live, quicken, cause I to live. Be Sidkehima, and in the eyes righteousness, the eyes male righteousness, bed sidkehim, nesin, my soul, kamekrawa, outat, and take my soul, my psyche, out of her trouble, out of her tribulation. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul, bring her out of her trouble. Bez it kehim an nesin kamekrawa autat kuter asara hulet. Verse 12. Bem hiretihit alatochina demisisacho. Ine bariahin nena nesin yemiyasach en kuatin hulu atfacho. And of thy mercy, bem hiretih. Cut off, destroy, demolish, cut off mine enemies in your mercy. KJV has, and of thy mercy, Bamarinya be mehirete, and in the eyes, male mercy, telatochin, my haters, my enemies, the misisacho, demolish them. Cut them off, destroy them. Inne, I, Bariyah, Nenna, I, the eyes male servant, for I am the eyes male servant. Inne, Bariyah, Nenna, Nesin, my soul, my psyche, Yemiyasach, Enkuatin, Hulu, Atfacho, and destroy all them that afflict, that cause anxiety, constraint to my psyche, Nesin, Yemiyasach, Enkuatin, Hulu, all and all them that afflict, that cause distress, anxiety to my soul, atfacho, destroy them, cause them to perish, cause them to be lost. The mehiretehit alatochen the misasacho. Ine bariyahinena nefsen imiyasachen kuatin hulu atafacho. 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 Atafacho.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 142 በቅንፍ 143 ልጁ ባሳደደው ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ፣ በእውነትህ ልመናዬን አድምጥ፣ በጽድቅህም መልስልኝ። ሕያው ሁሉ በፊትህ ጻድቅ አይደለምና ከባሪያ ጋር ወደ ፍርድ አትግባ። ጠላት ነፍሴን አሳዷታል፣ ሕይወቴንም በምድር ውስጥ አጎሳቅሏታል። ቀድሞ እንደ ሞተ ሰው በጨለማ ኑሮኛል። ነፍሴ በውስጤ ያለቀችብኝ፣ ልቤም በውስጤ ደነገጠብኝ። የቀድሞውን ዘመን አሰቡ፣ ሥራህንም ሁሉ አሰላሰሉ። የእጅህንም ሥራ ተመለከቱ። እጆቼን ወደ አንተ ዘረጋሁ፣ ነፍሴም እንደ ምድረ በዳ አንተን ተጠማች። አቤቱ ፈጥነህ ስማኝ፣ ነፍሴ አልቃለች። ፊትህን ከእኔ አትመልስ፣ ወደ ጒድጓድም እንደሚወርዱ አልሁን። አንተን ታምኛለሁና በማለዳ ምሕረትህን አሰማኝ። አቤቱ ነፍሴን ወደ አንተ አንስቻለሁና የምሄድበትንም መንገድ አስታውቀኝ። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ተማጽኛለሁና ከጠላቶቼ አድነኝ። አንተ አምላኬ ነህና ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ አስተምረኝ፣ ቅዱስ መንፈስህም በጽድቅ ምድር ይምራኝ። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ሕያው አድርገኝ፣ በጽድቅህም ነፍሴን ከመከራው አውጣት። በምሕረትህ ጠላቶቼን ደምስሳቸው፣ እኔ ባሪያህ ነኝና ነፍሴን የሚያስጨንቋትን ሁሉ አጥፋቸው።
Psalm 143.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Gimal Mizmor Le David.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplication. My supplication. My supplication. My supplication.
Adonai Shema Tefillati.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. Prayer, O Lord. Prayer.
Aazina El Tahanunai.
Lord, give ear to my supplication. My supplication.
Aazina el tahanunai.
Give ear to my supplication, my supplication, my supplication, my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, answer me, answer me.
Ve'emunatecha aneni, aneni, aneni.
And in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness, in thy righteousness.
Be'chitkatecha.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplication. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant.
Ve'al tavo ve'mishpat et avdecha.
For in thy sight shall no man living be justified, be justified, be justified.
Ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol hay.
For the enemy, for the enemy, for the enemy. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God.
Thy Spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy servant.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rappers, original Rappers.
Rappers Wild,
original Rappers.
Shalom, Chavrin, today's daily song, Mizmor Kof, Mim Gimel. Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel, here. And Midrash on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gimel, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel. Psalm 143. Shalom, Chavrin, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gimel, Mizmor Kof, Mem, Gamel, here. And Midrash on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mem Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, Psalm CXLII. If you're here, Midrash, on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Gimel, Kof Mem Gamel, Mizmor Ledawi, Yahuwah Shema'a Tefillati, Ha'azina Ala Tachnunai, Ve Emunatecha Enemni, Ve Zidkateka, Ve Al Tavo, Ve Mishpata, Etta Avdecha. Ki Elo Yisdaka Lefaneka Kol Chayi. Here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 143, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. A psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hear. Mizmor Le David, a psalm of David. Yahuwah Shema'a Tefillati. Oh, Yehuwah, O Jehovah, hear my prayer. Yahuwah Shema'a Tefillati. Ha'azina Al Tachnunai. Give ear, Ha'azina. Give ear, broaden the ear, give ear to my supplications. Ha'azina il tachnunai. Ha'azina il tachnunai. Be emunatecha enein be tzidkatecha. In thy faithfulness. Be emunatecha. Be emunatecha. In thy faithfulness. Answer enein me. Answer I, and in thy righteousness, Be'tzidkateka, Be'emunateka, Enein, Be'tzidkateka, We'al tavo, Be'mishpata, Et avdeka, and enter not, We'al tavo, We'al tavo, and enter not into judgment, We'al tavo, The mishpat, into mishpat, into judgment. Eta avdeka, with thy servant. We al tavo, the mishpata et avdeka. Ki lo yitzdaka, le faneka kol chayi. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Ki lo yitzdak. For not to be justified, ki lo yitzdak, le faneka, in the eyesight, in the eye presence, in the eye face, le faneka, call chai, all living, call chai, ki lo yitzdak, le faneka, call chai, mizmor le tawi, Yahuwah Shema'a, tefillati, ha'azina,
illa tachninai. Be'emunateka eleinu, be'tzikateka. We'al tavo b'mishpata et abdeka. Ki lo yitzdaka lefaneka kol chayi. Shlomo, Solomon, Shlomo said, a king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Hear, hear, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs. Proverbs 20, verses 8 to 9. Melek Yoshev al kise din. Mi zare ve aynav kol ra'a. Mi yomar zikiti libi. Aharti me chatati. Hear, Mishle Shlomo. Hear from the Mashal, the Proverbs, the parables. Hear, allegories of Shlomo, of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 20 here, verse 8. Melek Yoshev al kisei din. A king that sitteth on the throne of judgment. Melek Yoshev al kisei din. Scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Mit zareh b'aynayot. B'aynayot kol ra'a. Mit zareh scattereth b'aynayot. With his eyes called Ra'a, all evil called Ra'a. Mi Yomar, who can say? Mi who Yomar, who can say? Mi Yomar, Zikiti Libi, I have made my heart clean. Zikiti Libi, I have made my heart clean. Aharti, I am pure. Aharti, I am pure. Me Chatati, from my sin, from my ukri, from my lack. Me Chatati, Mi Yomar, Zikiti Libi. On the day of judgment, who? On the day of judgment, can any man say, I am pure from my sin? On the day of judgment, can any man say, Taharti me chatati, I am pure from my upri, I am pure from my sin. Taharti me chatati, Taharti, I am pure. I am clean, I am pure, taharti, made from chatati, from chatati, from my uckery, my forfeiture, my lack. So, on the day of judgment, can any man say, taharti, made chatati? No man will be able to stand firm. Thus, like this, scripture says, Yahuwah will suddenly come to his temple, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? Hear, hear, Malachi, chapter 3, focus verse, verse 2, but here, full of verse 1 and verse 2. Hini shaleach malachi, ua fina derekta lefanai, ua pitoma yavo, illa hekalo, ha'adon. Asher ratema mi'vakshi ua malaka habrit Asher ratema chefetzi Hine va amar Yahuwah tzvaot. You hear the full of four, verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger. Hini asholeach malaki. Behold, I send malaki. My messenger, my angel, my messenger, malaki. Hini sholeach malaki. And he shall clear the way before me. Ua sina dereka lefanai. He shall clear the way before me, before my face. Ua sina dereka lefanai. And the Lord, whom y'all seek. Ua fito yavo, illa hekalo, will suddenly come to his temple. Ha Adon, the sovereign, ha, the Adon, ha Adawan, ha Adon, the sovereign, ha Adon, Asher Atem, me vakshi, whom Asher y'all atem, me vakshi, whom y'all seek, u afitom yavo, illa hikallo, ha Adon, Asher Atem, me vakshi, and the messenger of the covenant, u malak habrit, and the Malaak, the messenger, the angel, U Malaak HaBrit, of the Brit, of the covenant, whom y'all delight in. Behold, he cometh.
Asher Atem Achifetzi, the one in whom Chifetzim Chafetzim, whom Atem, whom y'all, you all, Chafetzim, delight in. Behold, Hine, Ba, he cometh, Hine, Ba, Hine, look and see, Ba, he cometh, Amar Yahuwah, Sivaot, sayeth, Amar Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Sivaot, of armies, of hosts. Hini Esholeyacha Malaki, Uafina Dereka Lefanai, Uafitoma Yavoa Ella Hekalo, Haadona Asherra Tema Mevakeshi, U Malaka Habrita, Asherra Tema Hafetzi, Hineva Amar Yahua Sivaot. And here Malachi, here, verse 2. Umiya Mikalkela Etayoma Bo. Umi ha omega de heraoto. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But who may abide the day of his coming? Who, me, and who? Who, me? Mikalkel. Mikalkel, or who may abide et yom, the day, bo, of his coming? Who, me, and Mikalkel, et yom, bo, and who? Who, me, and who? Shall stand, who me ha omed, who me ha omed, who shall ha omed, who shall stand, de he raoto, when he appeareth, when he is visible, when he is seeable, when he appeareth, u mi a mikalkel et yom bo, u a mi he raoto. That is to say, that is, who will be able to stand firm on the day of judgment? As Jeremiah said, thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, not of peace, ask and travail with child. Wherefore, why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces shall be turned into paleness? Hear, Jeremiah 30. Shailuna u rao im yolet zakar madua raiti kol gever yadav ala chilatav ka yoleda ze nehefku akol panim li yerakon. Hear, ask y'all now and see. Shailuna, ask y'all now. Shailu na, reu, and see y'all. Shailu na, reu. Whether a man doth travail with child, im yoled zakar. If a man doth travail with child, im zakar, if a male doth travail with child, im yoled zakar, wherefore, madua, wherefore, why, make me know, madua, raiti, I see, call geber, wherefore, why, cause me to know, madua, raiti, why is it that I see, madua, raiti, call geber, every man, that is to say, like every mighty man, all gever, call gever, madua raiti, call gever. Wherefore do I see every man, every mighty man, like to say, every warrior, every mighty man, yadav Allah chelatav ka yoleda, yadav, or yadayo, his hand all upon, chelatayo, on his loins, up on his loins, the loins, like the small upper back, the loins, every man, his hands on his loins. Yadayo Allah chelatayo ka yoleda, as a woman, ka, like yoleda, as a woman with child, ka yoleda, as a woman in travail, ka, like as yoleda, ka yoleda, as a woman in travail, as a woman with child. We nehefku akol panim le yerakon, and all faces kol panim are turned. We nehefku,
We nehefku are turned, call panim, all faces, all countenances, all faces, all perception, le yerakon, into paleness, full of all, Yermeyao, Jeremiah. Shaluna, uau, ima yoled zakar, madua raiti call together, yadayo Allah latayo aka yoleta, we nehefku a call panim, le yerakon. On the day, there will be no man with every face will turn pale. Even Abraham, because Yishmael, even Yitzhak, because of Esau, and even the heavenly hosts, because of Yisrael. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. We nehefku kol panim le yerakon. Here, Midrash notes, here it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. In this particular verse right here in Jeremiah, it reads, We nehefku kol panim le yerakon. All faces called panim are turned. We nehefku. Yerakon, into paleness. Here, bringing out this sense, it's another word also in the Hebrew, but here in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, where it says, Ask y'all now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore, why, madu'a, raiti, why do I see, raiti, all man. Here we have the gever is a strong man. Here is a Hebrew also for the warrior, emphasizing strength or ability to fight. So here, in the phrase where it reads, Wherefore do I see every man, madua, why, or make me know why, what to know, cause me to know why I see, madua, araiti, I see, call gever, ancient pointing called geber, modern Hebrew called gever. Now the gever is the man, translated as man, but it's a strong man, it's a warrior. Here we have the Hebrew, the H1397, the gever, the warrior. Why do I see all warriors, all valiant man, all gever, called gever? Yadayo, Allah, Natayo, Ka Yoleda, like a Yoleda. Yoleda, a woman with child, or in the old King Jamesian, the older translations, as a woman in travail. Yoleda, a woman with child. That's why I asked, if Yoled Zakar, whether a man asks, and see whether a man or a male, Zakar, in your led, Zakar, whether a man travail with child, whether a man gives birth. Right? So when it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with a serene face. Every face will turn pale. It says, even Abraham's, because of Yishmael, even Yitzhak, even Isaac's face, because of Esau, because of Esau, even the heavenly hosts. Now here, there's a reference to Sanhedrin 98 and B. There's a reference when it mentions even the heavenly host, because of Yisrael, because of Israel. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. We nehefku akol pani le yerakon. So the yerakon, turned, hafak, to turn, to overthrow, to turn. We nehefku will be changed. The idea, the implication would be changed, turned into paleness. Le yerakon. What is yerakon? Here we have the H3420. Yerakon. The BDB, the Brown's Driver's Briggs definition, bringing out this Hebraic word, this Hebrew word, yerakon. Mildew. The sense of mildew. Paleness. Lividness. The sense of mildew. The sense of rust. The sense of paleness. Here. Yerakon. Now, in Strong's, it's brought out as paleness. Whether it's persons, it could be paleness. Yerakon. Of persons. From fright, or of plants, from drought, or from drought. So the sense of, like in plants, is like mildew, in the sense of persons brought out as paleness from fright. Here the root is the H3418, right, of Yerakon, from Yerek. What is Yerek? Yerek, the BDB, Brown Driver's Briggs, brings out greenness, as in sense of green plants.
a sense of greenery, right, in the sense of vacuity, the vacuity of color, the vacuity of color, like losing color in that sense, right? Properly, the pallor, that is, the yerek is the yellowish green. So not the green, but the yellowish green of young and sickly vegetation, Concretely, it's like verdure, that is like the green or the vegetation, but the turning of that color, right? And then we have from yerek, getting to the root of yerek, at the age 34-17, we have yarak, and here we get to the root of yerakon. The yarak is to spit, right? This idea of spit. So we have the sense of, in plants, the color, the changing of the color, right, of the green plant, the yellowishness. And then in the sense of persons, it's like they're losing color, as it were. They're turning pale, you know, like losing melanin, right? Or like from a living person to when like a dead body loses that color. It loses the color, turn to paleness. Let's hear here in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, where it reads right here, when the hefku call up, panim le yerakon, and all faces are changed, are turned into paleness. So the full of the verse here from Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 6, we have the gestures that the men, the mighty men, the gever, right, the gever, not just the Adam or Ish, but we have the sense of the warrior. So when it says, why do I see every man, the Hebrew sense is, why do I see every warrior, every strong man making the gestures, right, displaying the gestures in their anguish, and these gestures that the mighty men, the strong men, the warriors are displaying in their anguish are comparable with the throes of a womb man, with child of a womb man, more better in childbirth, in giving birth. So the same gestures that the womb man would make when bringing forth a child in childbirth, in travail, are the same gestures right here that the prophet Jeremiah is saying, why am I seeing? To the spirit of HaKadosh, he's saying, Baruch Hu, he's saying, why do I see every mighty man, I see every man, every strong man, every warrior, acting like they are giving birth, like a woman in travail? Accordingly, David said to Hael, said to the Almighty, to the power, because of the day of judgment, I entreat thee, the eye. Behold, I beseech, I beg the eye to answer me, to answer I, and show mercy to me. Hence, hear, even today's psalm, he said, hear my prayer, give ear to my supplications. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Kofmin Gimel, Kofmin Gamel, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a, Tisfilati, Ha'azina Ella Tachnunai. O he who be, we be Yahuwah, Shema, Tisfilati, hear my tefillah, Tisfilati, hear my prayer, give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear, Ha'azina, Ella Tachnunai, El Tu Tachnunai, to my supplications. If thou showest no mercy to me, how can one stand firm? This is to say, if thou, the I, Yahuwah, showest no mercy to me, showest no mercy to I, how can one stand firm? So, when Job prayed, even in Job chapter 14, verse 13, he said, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi ten bishola tata pineni. Job chapter 14 here, first part of verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the netherworld, or bishol and sheol in the netherworld, the underworld, the sheol, the tuat, the daat, the underworld, often called by the Greeks the Hades, the sheol by the ancient Kamitiu, the Mitzrayim, the tuat, the duat, the hell, the Hades, the duat, the underworld. Here, Hiob says, me, who, yitain, who will give? This is the idea speaking directly, like, who will give? Oh, that thou, here the Hebrew, me, who, yitain, who to give? Be sheol, in sheol, in the nether world, tatsa pineni, oh, that you will hide me in the sense of, like, treasure me up in the nether world. There appears here in this impassioned appeal some groping,
some groping towards the hope, the expectation of a life, a liberty beyond. This is Eob, this is Job right here. Job sees that his well-being, right, is degenerating, right, and he is dying. He's on the way to the underworld, to the Sheol, the Duat, the proverbial, quote, Hades, so to speak, the Hebrew Hades. And here he's saying, me yatain, who will give, oh if thou give, but who, if not you, then who, me yatain, be Sheol, in Sheol, Tatsapineni, to Safan, to treasure, right, in the sense of hide me. So there appears in this impassioned appeal some groping towards a life, towards a hope of a life beyond the present circumstances. The thought strikes him that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in the underworld, in the Sheol, Hebraically the Sheol, comedically the Duat, right, according to the Greeks, the Hades, or pseudonymously the Hell, the underworld. So the thought is striking him, Eo, that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in Sheol. Perhaps he would remain there for a set time, and then be remembered by Ha Elohim Ha'ilahim, by Shaddai, by the Almighty. Hear. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi yateina, bi shol, tatsapinei, mi tatsapinei, ani. Hakadosh, Baruchu, the Holy One. Blessed be He, as forever, Selah. La netach, forever. Job replied, until judgment will have passed, until indignation will have passed, until wrath will have passed, until thy wrath be passed. Hastereini ada shuv apecha, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be passed. Ad shuv apecha, ad until shuv turned, apecha thy wrath, until thy wrath be passed, until thy wrath be turned, ad shuv apecha. Similarly, David said, enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. And enter not, ve'al tavo, ve'mishpata et abdeka, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, ve'al tavo, ve'mishpata et abdeka, with thy abed, with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified, for not justified in thy sight all living, for not justified in thy sight all living. Hear the Hebraic order of words. Ki loa yitzdaka lefaneka kol chai, all living, kol chai. So it does not read no man, right? It doesn't read no man. It actually reads all living, kol, all, chai, all living, kol chai. And the order of words is not, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hebraically is, for not justified in thy sight. Ki lo yitzdaka lefaneka, all living, call Chai. That is to say, David was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, wilt thou bring me to enter into judgment with thee, with the eye? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? Similarly, Scripture says, even of Eob, even of Job, in Job chapter 10, verse 15, if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. If I be righteous, if I be righteous, lo esa, not to lift up roshi, yet shall I not lift up my head, with adakti, lo esa roshi, if I be righteous, yet shall I not lift up my head, with adakti, lo esa roshi, lama lo, why not, lama lo, because every man is a servant to thee, to the eye, and everything, he owns belongs to his master. Again,
Again, scripture says, only do not two things to me, then will I not hide myself from thee, from the eye. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Hear, Eob. Hear, Job. Job chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. Hear, Eob, Eob. Job chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Akstaim alat asa imadi aza mi panecha loa es satir kapecha me alaya harhata ve matecha ala te vaitani. Only do not two things to me. Akstaim, ak shitayi, or in modern Hebrew, akstaim. Only, to say only two things. Ak shtayim, ak shtayim, ala ta'as imadi. Do not two things to me. Ala ta'as, don't do al ta'as, don't do al ta'as, don't do imadi, to me, with me. Only do not two things to me, only do not two things with me. Ak shtayim, ala ta'asa imadi. Then will I not hide myself from thee. As mi panecha, as mi panecha, from thy face mita. As then from thy face, as mi panecha, lo esatir, lo, not no, esatir, not hiding, I will not hide, lo esatir, as mi panecha, lo esatir. So he says here in verse 20, only do not two things to me, with me. Then will I not hide myself from the eyes of Mipanika, Loes Atir. And here two things. Kapeka, me alaya harhaka. Withdraw thy hand far from me. He says, Kapeka, thy hand, thy kap, like thy palm. Kap. Kapeka, the eye, male hand, me alai, from above eye, from eye, to say me, from alai, from upon eye, thy hand, thy like palm, thy hand, from upon eye, harhak, to be far, harhak, don't make your right hand far from me, your palm, your hand, kapeka, me alai, from above eye, harhak, don't withdraw, make it far from eye, first thing. Secondarily, there ematika, where and ematika, ematika, the eye terror, the emat, where ematika, ala te vaitani, ala te vaitani, and make not thy terror, make me afraid. Don't make thy emat, make I afraid. Hear. And also Eob and Job also says, even in Job chapter 10, verses 9 to 12, Job says, remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast fashioned me as clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Thy providence, provida, hath preserved my iris. You hear Eob chapter 10 here, verse 9. Zekar na kia ka chomera a sitani, wi illa afara te shiveini. Remember, Zekar na. Please remember, I beseech the eye. Remember, please. Zekar na. Remember, please. Zekar na ki ka chomera Ostitani, remember, please remember, that thou hast fashioned me, hast fashioned I as clay. Ki for ka chomer, like clay. Ostitani, like clay you have fashioned, you have made ani. Zekar na ki ka chomer ostitani, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Where? Illa afara te shivei ani, will thou bring ani I into where illa afar, into the afar, will thou return I to the afar again, where il afara te shivei ni. First 10. Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me as cheese? Hello, ka halav. Tate keini,
where kagedina takapi neni takapi eni. Hast thou not poured me out like milk? Hello, is it not? Hello, 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 is it not? Hello, is it not? Ka, halav, 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 milk, halav, ka, like halav, milk. Tatekeni, tatekeni, poured me out and curdled, with ka gibina, gabina, gabina, like the cheese, gabina or gavina. Ve-ha-ka-gavina, modern Hebrew, ve-ka-gavina, ve-ka-gavina, like cheese, ta-ka-pie-ni, ta-ka-pie-ani, curdled I, verse 11, thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, or, u-basara, tala-bi-she-ni, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Uava it's amot, uva at amot, bones where gidim and sinews are. Tisa, tisa kikeni, tisa, tisa kikeni, has knit, tisa kikeni, has knit, tis kikeani, has knit I. Ora upasara, tala bisheni, uava at amota where gidim, tisa kikeni. Verse 12. Wilt thou grant me? Thou hast granted me, thou hast granted I life and favor, chayim. Wa chesed, chayim, life. Wa and chesed, and favor, loving kindness, chesed. Chayim, wa chesed, life and loving kindness. Asita, imadi, asita, you have done, imadi, you have done with me. So the sense is not so much granted, but doing, you have done with me, imadi, imadi. Chayima wa cheseda asita imadi, and thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Ufa kudateka, and thy fikudateka, shamra, shamra, has preserved, has guarded, has hedged about, shamra ruchi. Shamra Ruchi has preserved Ruchi, my spirit, my iris, Ruchi. Remember, Sakarna Kiaka Homera Asetani, Weila Afara Teshibeni, Hello, Kahalava Tate Khaini, Wekagi Bina Taka Pieni, Ora Ubasara Tala Bisheni. Uabat amota with gima, tisa kakeini, chayima wa chesed osita imadia, ufa kudate ka shamra ruchi. And withal, wilt thou summon me to stand for judgment? And withal, and withal that, wilt thou that I summon me to stand for judgment? Lama, why? Since man that is born of a woman is of 2 days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and withereth. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one and bringest me into judgment with thee, with the eye? Hear, hear, yo, hear Job, Job chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Man that is born of a woman, man, Adam yilud isha, etzar yamim usava rogeh. Man that is born of a woman is of 2 days and full of trouble. Adam yilad isha, etzar yamim, 2 days, etzar yamim usava rogeh, usava rogeh, and full of trouble. And satisfied with trouble, and satiated with trouble. Usva roges, Adama yulad isha, itzar yamim usva roges. Kisa yatsa vayimala vayayizrach waka ella zitlo ya emod. He cometh forth like a flower. Kisa yatsa, he cometh like a flower. He cometh. Kutit, he cometh like a flower, kutit, yata, yata, he cometh, kutit, yata, vayimal, 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 and yimal, and withereth,
ketsitsa yatsa wayimala wayibrach and he fleeth. And he fleeth, wayivrach katzel, and he fleeth like a tzel, like a shadow, willo ya'mod, and continueth not, and standeth not, here Hebraically, willo, and not ya'mod, and not standing, and he doesn't stand, he's not able to stand. The sense here, Hebraically brought out in translation, continue, he cannot stand firm, in other words, he cannot continue. Kesitza yatza wayimala, wayivracha katzela willo ya'mod. Verse 3, and dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Af al zeh, pakachta aineka, v'oti tavi b'mishpata imak. And dost thou the eye open thine eyes upon such a one? Af al zeh, pakachta aineka, pakachta. You opening your eyes, opening, pakachta, aineka, the eye, male eyes, with oti, and me, say with me, and oti, v'oti, and me, tabi, and bringing me, v'oti, tabi, v'mishpata, in judgment, v'mishpata, imak. Here, full of foe, Adam yulad isha, Kitzar yamima usiv arugez. Kitzitza yata wayamala wayimala wayivracha katzela ulo yamod. Af al ze pakachta aineka weoti yatavi b'mishpata imak. And Shlomo, and Solomon said, who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? And Solomon said, who can say, me Yomar, Zikiti, purified, Zikiti, Libi, purified my heart, I have purified my heart, me Yomar, who can say, Zikiti, Libi, Aharti, me khatati, I am pure. Aharti, I am pure. Me khatati, from my akari, I am pure, from my, I am purified from my sin. Who can say, me yomar, zikiti libi, aharti, me khatati. So here, this is to say concerning human imperfection. Who can say, me yomar? The implied answer is no one, nobody, no one. In biblical doctrine, Hebraic teaching, it is always assumed that no man is faultless. And this is brought out right here, even in connection with Eov, even in connection with Job. Mi yomar zikiti libi, taharti me chatati, mi yomar. On the day, what a day. On the day of judgment, no man can declare himself pure because, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, there is no man that sinneth not. There is no man that doesn't uck up. There is no man that sinneth not. Here, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, full of folk. Ki ye chetu alaka ki ein adam asher lo ye cheta ve anafta vama ua netatama lifneya oyeva ve shavuma shovehem il eret ha oyeva rechoka o kerova. Here, full of verse right here, KJV first. If they sin against thee, for there's no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives to the land of the enemy, far or near. Kia ye chetu laka, kia ein adam asher lo ye cheta, we anafta pam ua nitatama lifneya oyeva we shawuma shobehem il eretza ha oyeb re choka o kerova, far or near, the land to the land of the enemy,
El Ereta Ha Oyeva. Rehoka, Rehoka, Ni Far, Far, Rehoka, or Eroba, or Near. But here, zooming in to the first part of the verse right here. Kia Ye Cheta Ualaka. If they sin against thee, against the Ikea, ye chetu, ki ye chetu, lak. If they sin against the Ikea, for ain Adam, there is no Adam. Ki ain Adam, there is no Adam. Asher, hu, lo ye cheta. Ki ain Adam, asher, lo ye cheta. Lo ye cheta, cheta. There is no Adam who doesn't huck up. There is not an Adam who does not huck up. There's not a man, common man, all man, who does not sin. Ki ain Adam asher lo yechata. Ki ain Adam asher lo yechata. And because, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not fuck up. Ki Adam ein atzadik avaretza asher ya iseto v'lo yecheta. There is not a righteous man upon earth. Ki Adam, for Adam ein not tzadik, for Adam not righteous, v'aretz, bringing out the Hebrew for Adam. For Adam, aim, there is not. For Adam, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz. Or bringing out the translative sense, there is not a righteous man upon earth. There is not a righteous Adam, but the Hebrew sense, ki Adam ain't tzadik ba'aretz. For, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz upon earth. Asher, who, Yah is said, oh, who doeth, Yah is said, oh, who doeth good, Yah is said. Ya is said, who doeth it ob, a wab with low, and does not yechet up. In the sight of Ha Elohim, Hai Lahim, true good, true God, not even the heavens, the Shemayim, are pure. In the sight and the eyes of Hai Lahim, Ha Elohim, not even the stars are pure. For it is said, even here, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mim Gamel, Psalm 143, here in the second verse. In thy sight, no living thing shall be justified. In thy sight, in thy eyes, no living thing shall be justified. Here. Ki lo yitzdaka lifaneka kol chai, all living, kol chai, for not justified. Ki lo yitzdaka in thy face, in thy presence, lifaneka kol all chai, all life, all living. So here's the translation in thy sight, no living thing. Kol chai, no living shall be justified. What is meant by the word no living thing? What is meant by the word kol chai, all living? Kol chai. What is meant by the words kol chai, no living thing, or all, literally, all living? All chai, all life, all living. That in thy sight, lifanecha, no living, no thing alive shall be justified. And that only the dead, metim, the mutan, the metim, shall be adjudged pure? Does that mean this? That in thy sight, lefaneka, no living, no thing alive shall be justified, and that only the dead shall be adjudged pure? No, no. The words here, kol chai, they mean that on the day of judgment, even the living things, kol chai, all living in the heavens, Shemayi, will be not able to justify themselves, lifanecha, in thy sight, in thy face, in thy presence. Hence, here, it is said, for in thy sight, no living thing shall be justified. Ki lo yitzadaka, lifanecha, kol chai. Verily, the enemy hath persecuted my soul,
He has smitten my life down to the ground, to the ground. Verily, the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Here today's psalm is Motokov Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel. Psalm 143 here, verse 3. He breaks the third verse. For the enemy, ki radafa oyeba nafshi. For the enemy has persecuted she, my soul, nafshi. Ki radaf oyev nafshi. Dika la'aretza. Chayaiti. He has crushed dika la'aretz to the ground. He has crushed to the ground. Chayaiti. My life, my liberty. Ki radaf oyev nafshi. Dika la'aretz chayaiti. Israel said this. Said this. How goodly a thing it is for us, for I and I, that I and I are smitten by persecution, by false prosecution, that our enemies, our haters, have already smitten us, I and I, and tried I and I. Ki radaf oyev nafshi, dika la'aretz chayaiti. So Yisrael, I and I, say this like thus, how goodly a thing, it is for us, for I and I have been smitten, that we are smitten, that I and I are smitten by false persecution, prosecution, that our enemies, I and I enemies, our haters, have already smitten I and I and tried I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 66, he breaks with the 10th verse, Thou, O Elohim, has proved us. Thou, the eye, has tried us as silver is tried. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Mizmora, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, here, Hebraically, the 10th verse, Ki Yavir Chantanu Elohim, Tzraftanu, Ki Yazrafa Kasef, for thou, Elohim, has tried us. Ki be chantanu Elohim. O Elohim, for I, Elohim, has tried and trying I and I. Thou hast refined us. Thou hast refined I and I. Seraftanu. Ki be chantanu Elohim. Seraftanu. As silver, like silver is refined. Kitzraf. As refined. Kasef. As silver is refined. For thou, O Elohim, has tried us, or Hebraically, ki vi chantanu, for in trying us, ki vi chantanu Elohim, O Elohim, seraftanu, thou hast refined us, seraftanu, ki seraf, as refining kasef, as refining silver, here, tried I and I, as precious metal, hear what is brought out of Mizmor, Samek Vav, Psalm 66, here at verse 10, in Bichantan, for in trying us, as precious metal is tested and purified in the refiner's crucible. Yisrael, I and I, Yisrael was made to pass through the fires of suffering and issued from the ordeal cleansed. I and I issuing forth from the ordeal cleansed of the dross in I and I and the dross in them, the dross in Yisrael. So thus the verse here often is translated as, for thou, O God, O Elohim, has tried us. But the Hebraic sense, ki avir chantanu Elohim, ki vir chantanu, for in trying us, in trying and testing us. And the analogy here, the mashal here, the allegory here is as precious metal is tested and purified in the refiner's crucible. So Yisrael, so I and I, ki vir chantanu Elohim, for in trying us, in testing us, like one tests precious metals, ki bichantanu Elohim, seraftanu, you have refined I and I, in testing I and I, you have purified, refined I and I, ki tzraf, like refining kasef, as refining silver,
ki abechantanu Elohim zrafanu kitzrafa kasefa kasefa. So, there is no need to recite to thee. Therefore, in saying this, there is no need to recite to thee, to the eye, the record of persecutions, the record of false prosecutions. And here, Midrash note right here from the Midrash. Literally, this is said, do not say, have these and those trials and tribulations, have these and those trials and tribulations indeed been imposed by Elohim? So the literal, the direct of this here from the Midrash, right here, for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Amin Gimel, here, is to say that there's no need to recite to thee, speaking to he who be we be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the record of persecutions. But in the Midrash, this verse is more literally said as, do not say, have these and those trials indeed really been imposed by Elohim, Be'Elohim, have these and those trials, tribulations and persecution and false prosecutions really been imposed, Be'Elohim, by way of Elohim, the true good, the true God? For behold, it was, according to Psalm 66 at verse 12, it was thou, the eye who has caused men to ride over our heads. So here in the same psalm, in Mizmor Samech, Wow, Samech Vav, Psalm 66, and we go to the 12th verse where it reads, thou hast caused, thou, speaking to he who be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, thou hast caused men to ride. Hirkavta, thou hast caused men to ride. Hirkavta, Enosh, thou hast caused Enosh, thou hast caused mortal men to ride. Hirkavta Enosh, over our head, Le Roshein, over our heads, cause men to ride over our heads. Hirkavta Enosh, Le Roshein, over Roshein, over our Rosh, over our heads. So here, for thou the eye has caused men to ride over our heads. Hirkavta Enosh, Le Roshein. The Hebrew word for men here is Enosh. And in Psalm 8, round about verse 5, you break with the 5th verse, bringing out more the sense of Enosh. It's also men and type of men, but Enosh brings out the sense of mortal men. Hirkavta Enosh, Le Roshein. Riding over our heads. Here we have a word picture of wounded men lying helpless on the ground, while the horsemen ride pitilessly over their heads. Here we have a word picture, right, even from the wall paintings and even from the monuments of many ancient nations where they show the rider in the chariot riding over their heads of the pitilessly over the heads of wounded men lying helpless on the ground. So thus bring out the sense where it says, do not say, have these and those trials and tribulations really been imposed by Elohim? Because here in Mizmor Samech Wow, Samech Vav, Psalm 66, at the 12th verse, first part of the 12th verse, it says, Hirkavta Enosh, Le Roshenu, Hirkavta, thou hast caused to rise, Enosh, mortal men, Le Roshenu, over our heads. And after we have endured so much, enough, wilt the eye, speaking directly to he who be to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, wilt the eye, bring I and I to judgment? HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, replied, Because so enough has passed over you. Fear y'all no more. It is said even in Nahum, it is said, I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. I will afflict thee no more. Here, Nahum, chapter 1, verse 12. We're Nitik, law,
anek oda. And though I have afflicted thee, the antique with an enitik, afflicted thee, lo, no, not, anek, anek, to afflict oda, not to afflict more. Though I have afflicted thee, I will not afflict thee more. I have afflicted thee, I will not afflict thee more. Where enitik, lo, anek, od. The predicted affliction will be so thorough that a second affliction will be unnecessary. Some are of the opinion that the words of Barim are a promise to the kingdom of Yehuda, the kingdom of Judah, that after the fall of their Assyrian foe, their troubles will be at an end. On this interpretation, the Targum Nahum was more optimistic than Yeshayahu, than Isaiah, who foretold that the overthrow of Assyria would not mark the final chapter of Israel's suffering. But the immediate aim of Hanabi, the prophet, was to imbue with fresh faith, fresh emunah, fresh admittance, fresh haymanot, the living faith, those who were despairing of ever seeing Assyria's downfall. Full of the verse right here in Nahum here to fulfill the midrash for today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, here, from Nahum, Nahum, Comforter, Nahum, Nahum, chapter 1 here at verse 12. Koh Hamar Yahuwah Ima Shilamim with Ken Rabim with Ken Na Gozu with Abar with Etik with Enitika Lo E Anek Oda. Full of the verse. Thus saith he who be, we be. Koh Hamar Yahuwah. Koh, like this. Amar Yahuwah. Thus saith he who be, we be. Though they be full, they be in full strength, although they be in full strength, and likewise many, nuf, im, shilemim, although they be in peace, they be in strength, they be in full strength, numbers and strong defenses will prove a delusion, and incapable of averting the nation's fate. Im, shilemim, v'chein, rabi, and likewise, v'chein, v'chein, and yes, and so, rabi, and so many, and so, rabim, and so, nuf, Wekhen Rabim, Wekhen Na Gozu, the Avar. Likewise, even so, shall they be cut down. Wekhen, and likewise, Na Gozu, Wekhen Na Gozu, Wekhen Na Gozu. And likewise, even so, they will be cut down. Na Gozu, Na Gozu, Wekhen Na Gozu, we Avar. V'avar v'abar, and he shall pass over, and he shall pass away. V'abar v'abar, v'kena nagozu v'abar, v'enitik v'enitika, and though I have afflicted thee, v'enitik, lo, not, no, e'anek, lo e'anek, lo e'anek, lo e'anek, and I will not afflict you oda. Where enitika lo aneka oda, and though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. Where enitik lo anek
odd.